This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast.
Hey, man. Hey, wake up. Wake up. You got the show to do. Hey, come on.
Oh, crap. Oh.
You look like shit, man.
Ooh. Oh, this thing's on. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Nardo, quiet. Oh. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon, and I am hung over. Now, usually you'll hear a 100-word story from me or one of the regular folks here, but it's Saturday. Saturday we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic and y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. What is this, 42? You make your own Douglas Adams jokes. Ow! What are you biting me for? You jerk. Talking about Nardo, not the midget. Midget doesn't bite,
dude,
he does other
like
things.
Floor.
Where was I? Now, most people who participate... Stop biting me. Now, most people who participate in this weekly challenge read their own stories aloud and send me the audio file to add to this production. Maybe they drank as much as I did, didn't sound so good, but let the midget read their story.
Well, this is going great.
What's the next line? Topic was selected by Allison because Andrew forgot to send one. Bonehead. It's toothache. There's still only 9 stories in this. Not double digits. Don't get pissed off and all that crap. Oh, shit. So I wasn't supposed to read that.
A train wreck.
Which story goes first? It was the winner from last week. And that's Allison. God, hard to read this graph. Okay, here you go, I'm getting some coffee. Stop it, Nardo.
Hello, this is Ellison welcoming you to the 42nd Weekly Challenge at the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. My submission for this weekly challenge is Sweet Tooth. Norman woke up, the side of his face feeling like a Mack truck had run into it. Crap, he thought. I'm going to have to see a dentist pronto. It was his own damn fault. He had indulged his sweet tooth mightily last week. It began with a cream tangerine, then the Montelamar. He loved the ginger sling with a pineapple heart, followed by a coffee dessert. What was better, the cool cherry cream or the nice apple tart? Perhaps the coconut fudge. But that Savoy truffle was the last straw. Shit. Now he'd have to have them all pulled out. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Oh, whoa, hey. Thank you, Ellison. The prizes are here. I'll be sending them out as soon as you all win them. Don't get all weirded out if I ask for mailing addresses and such. I'm not stalking you. Midget might, but not me. The text from Ellison's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts so you can check them all out with all the other things that they do in their free time. Wait, free time? What's that? Oh, let's check the rookie mailbox. How can this be? We get more rookies? You know, we only have 9 stories? You know, lots of churn. Churning them rookies in a rookie butter. Who's up first? Mark from Houston. Hold on. Well, the name looks kind of familiar. I think he's... whatever. He's a rookie. Let's go, Mark. Let's get you all rookie-fied here.
This is tough, he said, scratching his head. He'd already missed 2 topics since his debut. This was his grand reentrance. It had to be good. It had to be better than good. The others might have real stories this time. Something serious, even. Not just an exasperated monologue railing against some goofball topic. You can make a real story using this one. It isn't fecal matter or, gad, Horb Gorble. He shuddered. I can do this, he declared. He put the pen to paper, writing slowly, with a purpose. He had his title. It was a start. Toothache of a Lame Tale.
Thank you, Mark and the Midget. Next up is Brandon. Grapevine Sooner. Brandon, let's hear it. What have you got for us? Lay it on us. Sock it to me.
He knew that eating the cannolis from Minnie's would give him a toothache, but he didn't care. And why should he? It's a freaking cannoli from Vinny's. 6 hours later, he was in agonizing pain. Oh, why couldn't I have stopped at the chocolate cake and cappuccino, he screamed. Fortunately, there was a dental office at the end of the shopping strip, with TVs on the ceiling. He could get his toothache tended to while killing time watching a movie, like, say, a horror flick. Imagine that. Getting your teeth worked on while watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You know, Brandon, whenever I go to the dentist, it is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I love my insurance plan. Thank you, Brandon. Now, let's check out the veterans. I'm going to play them in the order that I received them. And the first up, the first out of the starting gate, the first midget on a horse to fly past the bar, it's Tom from Footnote Podcast. Tom, we just have to know what you're going to do with a toothache.
Hello, night people. Tom here. It listens to Footnote or it gets the hose. It listens to Footnote or it gets the hose. Tonight's tale is called Dinner for Three. Hannibal bit down hard on the census taker. Damn, that hurts. He questioned his choice of entrees. Buffalo Bob Burgers might have been less taxing on his canines. Benjamin, be a dear and pass the Chianti, annulated the doctor. The pain in his mouth caused him to slurp the wine. If it hadn't been for Jamie's fava beans, the whole evening would have proved too tedious. Raspal wore the chestnut Catherine Martin, to which the doctor replied, love your suit. Later, Lecter's toothache would be trumped by Benny's headache. Jamie's consuming need to get ahead could get under your skin.
I didn't realize that Tom's last name was Harris. Whew. Well, that was a delicious little tale there, Tom. Thank you. Next up is the man. He is a man of our times. He's also my partner in crime in the Lagwolf and Lair show, in this new Lagwolf and Lair show. He doesn't do much for when it comes to show titles, but I'm telling you, here's his story. Andrew Ian Dodge.
That fucking hurts, doesn't it? His companion asked a bloody stupid question, annoying the man obviously in pain. Well, of course it bloody does. I've just lost a tooth because I was smacked in the gob by someone trying to get away from the police. Ah, don't you worry. You're a have-a-go hero. Your face slowed down him enough so the coppers got him, his friend said jealously. I can see the Sun headline. A tooth hero. The man with the toothache saw the press pack bearing down on him. He didn't know whether to run, pass out, or just enjoy it.
Once again, Andrew has left about 20 to 30 seconds of audio swamp at the end of his piece, so I'm just going to go ahead and talk over it as if nothing's happening. So I hope you all don't wait. That was an audio spike. Thank you, Andrew. Lovely piece, as always. All right, who's coming back? Terrence came back. Whoa! Usually rookies don't come back. Well, what have we done here to deserve this wonderfulness, gratitude? Terrence, I'm so glad you're back. Let's hear your story, please.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean from the Never Was podcast. You can find it at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. And here is my entry for the 42nd 100-word challenge. I hope you enjoy my story on toothache. I blinked. My heart still pounded in my chest, but I was regaining my thoughts. The smell started off faint, but quickly grew. You know the saying, having the crap scared out of you? Well, I don't know who he was or how he did it, but here I lay in an alley with the crap scared out of me. I stood and looked around. At least no one else was here to see this. I took a step, and before I knew it, my hand was on my cheek. Oh, great. Now I have a toothache, too. I hope you've enjoyed my 100-word story on toothache, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Terrence. All right, who's up? Who's up? Oh, it's Ryle. She's got some time here for us. I wonder if it's another tale about a kitty cat. Let's find out. Ryle, tell us your story.
The Tooth Furry by Rachel Jasko. A 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly 100-word story challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's topic was toothache. Teresa was frightened. Phrases like oral surgery can be pretty scary for a 9-year-old. But she faced the dentist bravely and told him, "Do what you need to do." When it was over, her parents took her home to bed. Teresa staggered up the front walk, holding onto her mother's hand. Suddenly, a black and white cat darted in front of her. Pain and grogginess forgotten, Teresa sank to her knees and began to pet it. Then she looked up at her parents with a glance first of entreaty, then of pure astonishment. "It doesn't hurt anymore," she said. The cat purred. This has been a 100-word story for Lauren Simon's weekly challenge. I'm Rachel Jasko. For a glimpse of life in Jerusalem and lots of cat pictures, please visit my weblog at elmsintheyard.blogspot.com.
And we will visit it. Thank you, Ryle. Now we move on to Ted of Ted's podcast, which still doesn't exist yet. Nardo, do you want to be credited as co-host here? You know, Piper used to just sleep at my feet and just be quiet. Sometimes, you know, chewing on my feet, but never meowing. You, dude, you're a noisy boy. What, you want up? No. You don't want to get up. I don't want to get up. I want to get up. No, I don't want to get up. I want to get up again. Here he goes. He's jumping up again. Well, while I work out a few issues with Nardo, let's hear what Ted's got for us, okay?
I've read everything I could get my hands on. Learned all I could about the art of self-dentistry. One little kernel of unpopped corn, along with the momentum of chewing, and blammo! I didn't know what I did exactly, but it hurts like a bitch! I can't justify the cost of a dentist, so my trusty Black & Decker cordless jobber will have to do the job. Okay. Number 45 drill bit. Little wood putty should be about all I need. There's a little rust on the equipment, but I don't mind. Oh yeah, I can't forget the tequila. Well, here goes.
Whoa, Oh, that just sounded great there. I feel just refreshed. Whew. Oh, thanks, Ted. Next up, Kelly Burt from Come Let Me Whisper has returned. All the rookies are coming back at this point. This is good. I like it. Get a little retention here as some of the veterans take a break. Yep. A little churning of the rosters here. Standing board, leaderboard has got some fresh names on it. And one of those fresh names might just be Kelly Burt.
Hi, this is Kelly Burt from Come Let Me Whisper. And here's my offering for this week's challenge, toothache. There she sat, smiling so sweetly, looking as if you could hand her crap, and she'd have acted as though you gave her the world. She was the picture of some storybook princess walking through the forest, singing with the animals. Yuck. About that time, my last straw snapped. I could not take this hippy-dippy make-love, give-love shit anymore. I could not take one more minute of it. If I'd been made to listen any longer, I would have committed an inhuman act. Instead, I took a deep breath and said, "Please shut up. You are giving me a toothache."
Thank you, Kelly Burt. Okay, this is the part of the show where everyone says, "Oh no, where's Planet Z? When's he gonna come up with his stupid crap?" And I say, "Oh no, Planet Z isn't gonna show up. You know, whatever happened? What made you think of that?" And then y'all go, "Hey, you're just kidding us." And I'm like, yeah, I'm just kidding us. And then I say, "Okay, here's Planet Z." But then there's like some echoey effect. So everyone, here is
Planet Z.
Like that echo?
A bent gear and a warped comb were sitting in a dentist's office, both nursing awful toothaches. "I hurt all around," said the gear. "I should go first."
"No, I should go first," the comb moaned. "I have many more teeth than you."
They argued for a minute. Then the door opened, and a horribly snarled zipper walked in. The comb and gear winced at the sight of the mangled zipper and agreed that it should go first.
"Of course I should go first," said the zipper. "My appointment was an hour ago, but I kind of got stuck in traffic."
I really need to stop taking stories from him. And there you have it. 10 stories about a toothache. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 43rd weekly challenge, pick the topic in the 44th, and you win a pair of official 100 Word Stories podcast refrigerator magnets. Wow. There's more to do with the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, the text of the stories in case you can't understand what they were saying. There's also archives of all the 100 Word Stories up there, and you can buy a bunch of crap. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers, iTunes, Podcast Ready. This podcast could use a few more reviews in iTunes and Yahoo. You should be next. Oh, I made the finals of Pickle Tales. Thank you all for your support, and I think Phil Rossi and I are going to have a blast this week. We'll be back with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln tomorrow. Oh, and Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm going to do a special episode for Valentine's Day. Turn in your stories inspired by Valentine's Day, or hearts, or love, or whatever sickness. We'll get those all together. Well, I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit, but until then, thank you for listening and playing, and as always, keep it brief.